Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my Salem Media Group flagship station here in Tampa and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, around the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, and police, the hospital and emergency room workers, the 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, happy birthday, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, janitors, maintenance, mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working the oil rigs and those bridge tenders keeping the waterways moving, too. Thanks for all you do. Follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to go over to our brand new website, take advantage of the things that are over there. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And joining us right now to say the pledge is Kyle Warren. And Kyle, good morning. You ready for number two?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, a great country, was started and formed under Judeo-Christian values. Well, you know, Kyle, what did Joe Biden do? What can you tell me that Joe Biden has done that just stands out in your memory?
Oh, man.
He got 47 years worth of stuff to comb through.
Yeah, I'm just glad this isn't like a Final Jeopardy question or something, because I'm racking my brain, Captain. I'm racking my brain. Well, he was there a lot, so that's what I know about Joe Biden.
Well, I want you to listen to Lawrence Jones, who's the man in the street for Sean Hannity. And here's what he had to say when he went out and interviewed, half a dozen people. Listen to this.
What would you say is Joe Biden's signature accomplishment?
President Obama's right-hand man.
That's enough for you.
That's plenty.
What is one accomplishment for Joe Biden? He's been in politics for 47 years.
Yeah, I don't know what.
You don't know what?
He's a nice man. He smiles a lot. And I don't see any kind of strength, any kind of inner strength in him to lead a nation that's an absolute mess right now.
You're a Democrat.
I'm a Democrat.
Biden is your person. He's been in office for like 47 years. What would you say is his number one accomplishment?
The people come together.
He brings people together?
Yeah. Better than, of course, than Donald Trump.
Biden is the guy.
It's unfortunate that that's all they have now.
Yeah, and where's Joe Biden? In the basement.
He's in the basement. The basement bunker. Yeah.
Now, more people, again, yesterday on his own side of the aisle, including CNN, came out and said, don't debate Donald Trump.
That's right, Captain.
And then they denied they said it.
Well, yeah. Well, how times have changed. You know, it used to be that, you know, the American people were supposed to get a glimpse of leaders and how they would debate one another, their particular vision for the next 4 years, this kind of thing. That was oh so important. But now I guess it's just not, because they think it's bad for Biden. So mail-in voting, good, debating, bad.
Mm-hmm. Well, in the same report by the same reporter, CNN pushed for Biden to skip the debates. Then A little later on in the same report, they claimed that, well, nobody's saying that Biden should skip the debates, and they're the ones that said it to begin with.
Right. Well, you know, they're just making a jabberwocky out of what we're supposed to think about politics.
Lying scumbags.
Yeah, well, again, it's if they were, their calculus would be that if Biden would go in and be able to hold his own against Donald Trump, they might want to do it. But they absolutely know, Captain, that, and again, there's no joy in saying this, but something is wrong with Joe Biden.
Now,
and they know it.
Now, this is James Clyburn, who's the House Minority, a majority whip in the House of Representatives, talking about mail-in ballots.
The President of the United States expressing his opinion about mail-in voting, it's not the facts. The state of Washington has been doing this forever, and they have found that there's almost no fraud. You will have fraud in almost anything. I was born and raised in the parsonage. One of my first meetings, not a meeting of mine, one of my first memories was a meeting my dad was having. He was president of the Presbytery. When they were about to defrock a minister, they didn't burn down the church. They got rid of the minister.
Okay, they got rid of the minister for some kind of fraud. But in the meantime, he said, you'll have fraud in anything.
Right. Well, again, it's about getting a narrative out there. Now, common sense tells us that on a national scale, mailing out ballots with, you know, with reckless abandon, as it were, is going to be fraught with peril. That's just common sense. So the narrators have to come along and tell you to don't trust your instincts on this. Just go with what we tell you. Because again, remember, it's all about unseating Trump. Whether we've got a Russia story, whether we've got impeachment, whether we're blaming Trump for COVID-19, whatever it is. You know, it doesn't matter because it's all about getting Trump. The end justifies the means. And people see through that. And they will vote, no doubt.
Now, we know the stimulus payment program, whatever the coronavirus stimulus plan is, screwed up right now. And they're not really going anywhere. And the president yesterday came out and said that if a decision isn't reached soon by the House and the Senate, that he will make an executive order and do something himself. I'm not sure what he can do, but when we come back, folks, we're going to talk about that with Kyle Warren, because what can he do as a president with an executive order? Can he actually have checks issued? Is that what George W. Bush did years ago? No. That was a bill put forth by Congress at his suggestion. By the way, at that time, I believe it was a Republican Congress, I think, at that time. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you helped?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Kyle Warren. We appreciate you very much. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Remember, it started out with that 1995 3-week quick start. Go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, to find out more. It works for me. Hopefully, it'll work for you, too. All right, back to Kyle Warren, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we've got a caller on the line, so let's go over there, and I think I know who this is. Is this Nelson up in Jasper?
Oh, yes, it sure is, Captain. I heard that Antifa was burning Bibles out in Oregon.
That's true. Portland. Okay. That's true. Yep, yeah, absolutely.
It is true.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wow. Are any ministers up in arms about that?
All of them are up in arms over that, but it's not getting any press, any traction.
I see. Okay. Well, I appreciate you telling me, because I'd heard that. Thank
yep.
you much.
All right. Yep. Bye-bye. And, you know, we talked about that yesterday somewhere along the line in the program, Kyle, and the fact of the matter is it's just not getting any traction.
Well, exactly, because it also doesn't fit the narrative.
Nope.
Because typically, you know, again, burning books, any books, really, and especially the Bible, is completely un-American.
Mm-hmm.
People react and say, don't tell me what I can't
yeah.
read.
Well, yeah. back to the IRS. Now, the IRS is trying to adjust the stimulus payment errors that they had the first time around for eligible individuals so that this time around there will be some sort of stimulus payment. The exact amount is still not known. We've heard anywhere from $1,000 to $2,000 and pick $1,200 or whatever. Don't know, so we can't say for sure. And the president threatened an executive order if a deal on the coronavirus stimulus is not reached. I'm not sure what he can do, if anything.
Yeah, I've been thinking about this. Now, first of all, we know that obviously Congress has the power of the purse.
Yes, they do.
And so I don't know that the president can reallocate, you know, federal funds or something like that. I just don't know that he can do something.
Well, do you
like
remember
that.
George W. Bush when he gave everybody $250?
Right, right.
And some people got more than that because they were families?
Right.
Okay. That was done through the Congress. The Congress passed legislation, and he signed a bill, and away it went.
Well, precisely. But I think what the president is probably doing here, again, is trying to ramp up the pressure, obviously, on the Democrat Party negotiators, namely Chucky Schumer and Nancy Pelosi.
Chucky Boy Schumer.
That's right. And coming out and saying, well, we're far away on many things. We're close. We're making some progress, but we're still very far away, and that kind of stuff. And they're just sort of milking this. I mean, it's just so obvious that they're milking it. So I think, Captain, at some point, we're going to see there's going to be some kind of a give here, I think, in turn, just to get this thing going, because otherwise people are not going to get a stimulus check, and the media will have a field day saying it's the Republicans' fault.
Yeah, and it's believed now that Mitch McConnell is going to cave on the Democrats' demand for $600 a week for the bonus jobless aid, because that's 30 million people, 30 million votes, and if they take that away from 30 million people, they're very concerned that that could be the end of the election for Donald Trump.
Well, right. The optics of it, see, no matter if the Republicans have the high ground in principle, that the optics of it are so bad that that they have, I think they will give in to that.
It kind of looks like it right now. Now, President Trump, of course, encouraged his home state, Florida, talking about praising their mail-in absentee ballot system. As again, I talked about that in hour number one. I have used the absentee ballot system for the last three or four presidential cycles, and it works quite fine for me. The only thing I do different is I take my ballot to the supervisor of elections office. I do not put it in the mail.
Right. And again, especially in this political climate, you know, every little bit helps. If you're able to do that, then certainly do that, only because then you know for sure. And of course, absentee usually means that you're not available on election day, or there's some other
issue. You're working, which is what my deal was.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And so that's why that mechanism is there. But it's a mechanism that has a much more obviously codified procedure, and a much more higher confidence level that the person casting the absentee ballot is the actual person, and that they're actually their vote. But this other strategy is just absolutely ludicrous, in the sense that you're just going to send a bunch of ballots out there. Nobody knows who's actually, you know, are they ever going to get where they're going? Are they going to be intercepted? And on it goes. And so, again, yeah, it's just ripe with fraud.
Now, the United Nations has come out and said that North Korea is currently not following the sanctions on the missiles and the nukes, and that they've got their program going again, which I don't doubt for a second. Do you?
No, not at all.
So now what, Coach?
Well, again, this is one of those things about being president, or, you know, being, you know, in the Oval Office, is that regardless of COVID-19, regardless of all these issues that we see going on, stuff like North Korea can crop up out of nowhere, you know, or flare back up again, and you have to deal with it. I think the United States simply has to make it absolutely clear that it's not going to tolerate these kinds of things. We're not in a weakened position. We're not incapable of taking care of business if need be.
Now, in California, Maxine Waters is running for reelection, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
She has a candidate, a GOP congressional candidate running against her who's pretty aggressive, and he has come out and said that the people in her district are sick and tired of her. What are you hearing?
Yeah, that's congressional candidate Joe Collins, I believe. Yeah, and he's come out and said that the people are just sick of her. She's been there since 1991, Captain. That's a long, long, long time. And unfortunately, I mean, long runs in Congress can be really, really good, or they can be really, really bad. And I think she's under the really, really bad category. So hopefully he's going to get some more traction on this.
Now, Military schools are where a lot of parents send their kids because they want that discipline and that regimen in going to school. And a lot of the military schools will not be allowed to open up in the states in which they're located. So 9,000 kids that are going to military schools will be learning online this year.
Well, that's right. And they'll join the millions of kids, at least here in my state, for I think 99% of all the kids are going to start up, obviously, online. And so this is going to be the norm at the for the foreseeable future. And we don't know what it's going to take in order to get the schools really reopened, because not only do you have the sanitizing and safety, you know, logistical issues, but you also have the teachers union as well. That says we'll go out on strike. We'll go on a safety strike. In many ways, they don't want to go back into the classroom. So is it a few months or is it a year or more that we'll see this online stuff?
Now, there's a couple of things going on here. One of them's in California. One of them's nationwide involving the Democrats. It seems the California coronavirus lockdowns in California have spelled real trouble for California, the entire Northwest, and the rest of the country by setting an awful precedent, which the blue states seem to want to follow. The red states will not.
Well, exactly right. And when all of this is said and done, the politics that are wrapped up in this, Captain, and the political maneuvers, or just the maneuvers that were made, but were made for, in many ways, political purposes, I think are going to be called out. And as we study history, you know, in the future sometime, it's going to be very, very clear. Even in California, there's a move afoot to start up the $600 a week if we don't get the federal funding for the extra $600 a week. In other words, it seems like California politicians are just hell-bent to make sure the state doesn't really get back on its feet anytime soon.
Where do they get that money?
Yeah, beats me. You know, that's the thing. You know, we're supposed to be in dire straits because of the COVID-19 crisis. But yet, here we go.
Maybe they'll try a new currency called Hollybucks.
Right. Yeah, they'll print their own money, but they'll be printing their own money as people get their U-Haul trailers and head out of the state.
Yeah, and finally, the Democrats are protesting a move by the GOP to move up the census by 1 month.
Yeah, I've heard a little bit about that. That's pretty interesting. I mean, if they can finish it in that time, why not? Why do they have to count and recount? I don't know, to be honest.
Well, me neither. By the way, the price of crude and the price of Brent crude, West Texas crude and Brent crude, has gone up again. Oil is back up to 1 year forecast, $47 a barrel. Gasoline wholesale, $1.21. Diesel is now $1.26, 5 cents higher than gasoline. So prices are creeping back up again.
That's true, yeah.
All right, tell everybody how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody, the professor of politics. We appreciate him very much and the great work that he does. And I will be right back with our first military and veterans news report.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us, what's on your mind?
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Officials are surveying the damage in North Carolina when then-Hurricane Isaias made landfall. It smashed boats and downed trees and power lines there, killing at least two people. Governor Roy Cooper.
Damaging winds and likely tornadoes spun out from the storm, including one in Berkey County that tragically killed two people and sent about a dozen others to the hospital.
A total of five deaths are blamed on the storm. Millions of people are still without power. There was a powerful explosion in Beirut, Lebanon. At least 78 people were killed. President Trump said it appeared to be a bomb.
Our prayers go out to all the victims and their families. The United States stands ready to assist Lebanon. A very good relationship with the people of Lebanon, and we will be there to help. It looks like a terrible attack.
This is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed, it is time for our first edition of our military and veterans news brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy, with their two locations to serve you. Tell you all about where they are after they get a chance to tell you about where they are and what they do for you in becoming a certified aviation maintenance tech.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Yeah, buddy, and let me tell you something. The two locations that National Aviation has, they've got one up in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston. The other one is down here in Clearwater, Florida, in my backyard of Tampa Bay. Now, you can find out more about them online by going to naa.edu, and I would strongly suggest that you give them a call and take the tour. Here's the phone number, 800-659-2080. One more time. 800-659-2080. Call them up and tell them you want to take a tour of one of their facilities, whichever one works for you, the one in Concord, Mass., or the one down here in Clearwater, Florida. You will, in 14 months, be a certified aviation maintenance tech making buku bucks. And that's a good thing in the day and age in which we live. Well, you know, the USS Theodore Roosevelt has another new commanding officer, the third one since March. 4 months after a Western Pacific deployment marred by a coronavirus outbreak ended with a diversion to Guam, a leadership crisis, and the death of a sailor. We'll see if this gets it done for the Navy this time. But it is what it is. Now, there's two types of women who fly in combat air forces, a female student pilot said back in early 2018. You can be a bro, and the commander's Air Force Commander's Leadership Program will tell you all about how to do that as more and more women are becoming combat certified pilots. Now, Poland has agreed to pay almost all of the cost of the U.S. troops coming into Poland, including the new group that's going to go. And as the Pentagon starts pulling troops out of Germany and demands more money from South Korea, Poland is opening its wallet to bring more Americans in. There's 6,000 troops leaving Germany. Poland would like them all. And we'll see. We'll see what happens. By the way, Elizabeth Warren, Senator Elizabeth Warren, yesterday condemned a decision by Secretary of Defense Mark Esper to install Brigadier General Anthony Tata into the Pentagon without Senate consent. Well, the reason they're doing that is because the position that he's going to take now does not need to have congressional approval. So too bad, so sad. Sit down and go away, Elizabeth Warren. Now, you know, the U.S. still doesn't know how many actual Afghan security forces actually exist. This surprises nobody, including me. The presence of local Afghan police in contested provinces across the country has likely been grossly overstated, according to a new U.S. watchdog report. Yet another sign that existing data on Afghanistan's fragile security forces doesn't even come close to actually reflecting its real-life strength. So, do we have the numbers or don't we? I say we don't. And the reason I say that is because of desertions. They may join, they may become a regional police officer or whatever, or even in the military. And all of a sudden, boom, disappeared, gone, see ya. Now, this month's joint U.S.-Thailand military exercises in Thailand, over there in Steve's backyard, have drawn criticism from the Thais on social media, where authorities announced that dozens of visiting American troops would be undergoing their mandatory 14-day quarantine in Bangkok hotels. Now, what could possibly go wrong there, right? And as U.S. Air Force jets and Navy ships linked up for Black Sea training on August the 2nd, they held a joint training exercise in the Black Sea near Russia's borders together for the second time in 2 weeks, aiming to fine-tune their collaboration in a potential conflict. And you never know when things are going to blow totally out of whack over there. Now, the United States sent 67 large reconnaissance planes to the South China Sea in July, a sharp increase on the previous 2 months, according to a Chinese think tank. By the way, the B-21 bomber, the new supersonic bomber, looks like the U.S. is going to order 180 of those for the Air Force. And if they do, does that mean they're going to retire the B-52? Maybe. We'll see. Also, U.S. commanders in Japan have urged compliance with coronavirus measures as civilian cases are mounting, but they had seven more of their own test positive again yesterday. And we'll see how that plays out. Now, the U.S. Special Operations Command in Europe has got a new commanding general. Air Force Major General David Tabor took command of Special Operations Forces in Europe, where he must begin planning to relocate his headquarters from Germany to a brand new home in Belgium. Yep, we're moving to Belgium. Now, an American company has linked a contract with Kurdish authorities in northeastern Syria to develop and export the region's crude oil under a secretive deal approved by the U.S. government months after President Donald Trump announced he was leaving U.S. troops to secure the oil there. Now, we'll see what happens there and how that works out. Might be good for the U.S., might not. We'll have to find out. Also, the Pentagon wants to end its reliance on China for rare earth minerals. Question is, can it be done? Lithium, lots of it being mined out of Afghanistan, going to China for batteries. Can we somehow or another get our hands in that lithium? Well, not at the moment. Not the way it's set up. China actually has a contract for all of that. They did so before we were even around. So, there you go. And by the way, it's North Korean crews that are in there in those mines harvesting the lithium to send back to China. After years of working various jobs related to the security cooperation and operation, Lieutenant General Charles Hooper took over the U.S. Defense Security Cooperation Agency in August of 2017. Now the U.S. weapons sales boss is talking to China about arms exports and his agency's future. This may come way of the axe. They may be combining this into another department within the Pentagon. We'll see. By the way, this week in Congress, House lawmakers had expected to start their August recess, but they will remain in town a little bit longer as both chambers try to finance another coronavirus emergency relief package. Hopefully that'll be done sooner rather than later. We'll see. We'll see. And the House Oversight Committee has invited the new Postmaster General to appear at a September hearing to examine the operational changes at the U.S. Post Office that are causing mail delays. Again, this has to do with their concern over the mail-in ballots. All right. We'll be back with more and our second Truckers Highway and Byway report right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy's going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever. We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, indeedy. Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. Listening to us up there in Carrollton, Georgia on AM 1330 WLBB. Just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hoo-ha out there to everybody in Fort Benning tonight. Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by our friends at the Pilot Travel Center and Flying J Truck Stop near you. Stop by, tell them you've been listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Get yourself a nice, free, hot cup of coffee, or maybe if you got one of those Pilot or Flying J mugs, you might be able to fill it up with some of that cold soda, too. All right, here we go. idea. That's an old HCDC follow-up. That's from the movie Iron Man 2 called Shoot to Thrill. Shoot to Thrill. And there you go. A little more AC/DC for you tonight. Now, let's read you the weather here and then get on with that. Strong to severe storms right now are capable of strong wind gusts and large hail, possible over portions of the central highlands. A stalled front is expected to bring additional showers and flash flooding risks from the northern mid-Atlantic all the way from the Carolinas through Thursday. Red flag warnings are in effect right now for the Pacific Northwest and the southern Great Basin. And our tropical storm that was a hurricane has now made its way pretty much out of the country. It's got some residuals, if you will, back in Maine and Vermont and New Hampshire and Massachusetts and Connecticut and Rhode Island, but it's pretty much moved now into Nova Scotia and the Maritime area, headed out to sea. So there you go, subtropical at the very least right now. Now, we do have some fire threat warnings in Washington State, Central Washington, also in South Central Oregon, east of Medford. Up there around Redding, California, to the Oregon line, we've got a fire threat warning there. North of Las Vegas, when you go into Utah on I-15, as well as most of Utah up to Salt Lake City and around, over to the east of I-15 and I-15 all the way up to Montana, there'll be a fire threat advisory there. I-80 going into Wyoming, you got a fire threat advisory there. Up on top of Elk Mountain in Wyoming, it looks like we have a fire threat advisory there. We do have some poor air quality in Colorado, east of Denver. Been that way for 2-3 days right now. And if you're going out I-70 to the east, you'll have it for about 30-40 miles. If you're going out of Denver and going towards Colorado, you'll have it on I-76 as you go towards Colorado. Now, unsettled weather conditions in the southwestern part of Kansas, as well as the central part of Oklahoma along I-40, might have some rain around I-90 and I-94 up in Indiana tonight. Could be some rain there. And that's what we're looking at right now with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Now, don't forget, that the pilot in Flying J nearest you, of course, not your daddy's truck stop anymore, you're going to find some really good food and really good services at either the pilot or the Flying J. That's why they're your number one chain, truck driving chain across the country. Now, might find a McDonald's, a Wendy's, an Arby's at a pilot. Could find a Pizza Hut, could find a Subway, could find a Taco Bell, Yo Quiero Taco Bell. But whatever, you will definitely find something that you hadn't seen before at the Pilots and Flying J's. Now, we're waiting on Denise Simon to call in, and when she does, we got a lot of things to talk about there. Because what the heck happened yesterday in Beirut, Lebanon? Now, pretty much the entire seaport area of Beirut, Lebanon was flattened yesterday. And I do mean flattened. And here to join us to talk about that and other things, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. I guess there won't be any cruise ships stopping there for a while.
No, it is a working port, that area, but there is a sizable weapons storage warehouse depot there that appears to have had about 2,750 tons of ammonium nitrate stored. It is said that it was confiscated off of a Russian ship. It is also a location where Iranian and Chinese weapons have been delivered and stored. Now, this is over time. This is not necessarily a recent thing where these have been taken off of these cargo ships or whatever kind of ships they were. Now, the question becomes, what was it that ignited this? Because it was felt, the two blasts were felt about 200 miles away, and the thing was, in fact, so powerful that it caused a 3.4 earthquake. So there is no power. There are around 4,000, possibly, and that number is growing,
injured.
Mm-hmm. We are well over 100 that are dead.
And several hundred missing. Mm-hmm.
Now, it's the impossibility here is because of lack of power. And hospitals are obviously overwhelmed in what they're doing without no power. So it's a travesty upon a travesty upon a travesty. And the next thing is that there's the UN tribunal over the assassination of the former Prime Minister Hariri, which I think starts the end of this week or early next week.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been something that's been building for years. So it's hard to tell all how what the relationships of all these facts are. Mm-hmm. It is also a failed nation. It's a failed country.
Right.
The existing prime minister, let's not forget that he quit. And he went to Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia said, no, you got to go back. So he did go back. He stayed for a little while. And then the next thing you know, he shows up at the White House meeting with Trump. And I think Trump's told him the same thing. Don't quit. But then I think a couple of months later, he finally did because he couldn't deal with the corruption and so much of the Hezbollah, so much of the government is run by Hezbollah. So it's a country that's financially and economically failed, and it's been that way a couple of years at least.
All right.
So there's an awful lot of bad factors going on.
Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. Denise Simon, founderscode.com is a website. Go over there, take a look at it, and we got a lot to talk about today, including the United Nations telling us and agreeing with a lot of us that closing the schools is not a good idea. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.